President Obama made a personal appeal for legislation like this when he visited Madison this week to talk about the federal Race to the Top program. The president said states with so-called firewall laws preventing schools from using test scores to evaluate teachers would be disqualified from competing for more than $4 billion in Race to the Top funding. Which is why Democratic Senator John Lehman of Racine urged colleagues to support a plan to end Wisconsin's firewall.
This is the most necessary thing to do for a Race to Top application, and it is sufficient.
But Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson said the plan only does the bare minimum to qualify for a Race to the Top, and showed Wisconsin was not serious about reforming schools. Olson tried unsuccessfully to change the plan to let schools discipline teachers whose students perform poorly on tests.
Just using the test scores as an evaluation tool doesn't hold anybody accountable because there's no consequences.
The plan passed the Senate easily, but nearly got hung up in the state assembly. Majority Democrats there met privately for 3 hours to drum up votes for the bill. They finally passed it by a one-vote margin at around 3 o'clock this morning. The plan now heads to Governor Jim Doyle's desk, where Doyle plans to sign it and include it as part of Wisconsin's Race to the Top application. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.